The plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 827, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. Josh Donaldson, Emporia State Choir's director, joining us this morning on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line.
Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Doing good. So we have a big concert coming up here this weekend, huh?
Yeah, we do. It's our first concert of the year for the ESU a cappella choir and chamber singers. And we're really excited about it. We're doing a spookier themed concert this fall. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't programmed a... I haven't fully gone into the spooky programming of choral music, so it was a really fun program to put together.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, what is titled Dusk Till Dawn, is that correct?
That's correct, okay. Yes.
I was going to ask here, Josh, how many different options did you have kind of that you found readily available here for the show Saturday night?
So that's a mixed bag. There actually isn't a ton of designated, scary type choral music. Of course, I found things that fit the theme that can create a program that is spooky. But for actual choral music that is dedicated to, terrifying things, it's actually very hard. And so that's what kind of challenged me to put this program together. And what I'm really excited about is there is a nationally known composer. His name's Ryan Main, and he's actually based in Kansas City. I worked with him, and we are part of a composer consortium. So we are actually premiering a piece that he created on Saturday, and it is probably one of the scarier pieces I have come across from a choral composer, because he also had the same issue of when he wanted to do scary choral music, there wasn't anything. So he's like, you know what, I'm going to write something. And so he did, and it's basically this kind of think Annabelle, the scary doll, possessed doll, but in musical form, So it's kind of telling this story of this possessed doll that essentially wants to hurt you. So it's really, really interesting way of writing this song, and it's going to be really, really great.
So have the students enjoyed this dark dive?
They have, yeah. And especially the chamber singers, because our chamber singers are the ones who are premiering the Dolly Waits piece. And just yesterday, actually, Ryan Main came in and he worked with them on the piece, so that was exciting for them to actually work with the composer. So they've really enjoyed it. We have a good mixture of things we have. Well, we dive into some Mexican folklore with the story of La Llorona, we just have a good mix of things from basically our fictional protagonist starting the evening, going off into the adventure of the night, and then coming across all things scary, spooky, and unexplainable throughout their journey. And the conclusion of that adventure is kind of up to the listener to decide what happens.
Gotcha. Josh, for folks that are going to be attending their first, say, Emporia State Choral concert here this weekend, maybe talk about the groups and how they're different.
Yeah, so for this concert, so we have three choirs at ESU, and for this concert we're utilizing two choirs. We're using a cappella choir and chamber singers, and those are our top two groups that are open by audition. And so a cappella choir is our large group, so we have about 50 students in it this semester. And then chamber singers is our top select group. And we have right at, 23 singers in that one. But chamber singers is also a part of a cappella, so they kind of help create that core sound. So those are kind of the two choirs that we're using for this concert. And, there's kind of a lot of movement involved in this concert. It's going to be a very visceral experience for our listeners and our audience. So that's kind of the two choirs that are helping out on this concert.
Emporia State Choir's conductor Josh Donaldson with us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment. It is 8:32. Well, tell us where this concert will be taking place, Josh.
So it's going to be taking place this time at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church here in Emporia, and it's going to be at 7:30 p.m., and since it is a little smaller of a venue, we definitely recommend people get there a little early because seating will be limited. But tickets are $5 for adults and then $4 for senior citizens and students, and then it's free for children 12 and under.
Outstanding. What else do you got on the schedule here between now and, let's just say, Christmas time?
So then we have a pretty quick turnaround. We have another concert coming up on November 20th with the Emporia Chorale, which is our third choir, and it also involves community members. It's a collage concert, so it's going to be just a potpourri of choral music between all three choirs. So I'm excited for that one as well, which I'd be happy to tell you guys about whenever we get closer.
Yeah, we'll have you back on. So St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, it is 7:30. It will be Saturday night. It's from dusk till dawn. An experience that sounds very intriguing, Josh, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
It really does. Anything else we need to add here, Josh?
No, I think that covers about everything.
Well, we appreciate your time as always, and good luck with the event this weekend.
Appreciate it, Josh.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Josh Donaldson, who is the Emporia State Choir's conductor, with us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment on a Wednesday. Chuck?
All right. Want to let you know that our schedule is pretty chock full here the next couple of days. For tomorrow's 8:05, or I believe the 8 o'clock window, we've got Mary Lou Pearson joining us, which means we'll be talking about the Neosho Rapids Haunted House.
Yeah.
We've got one run coming up this weekend, one run coming up next weekend, so that'll be at 8:20. And as we've already talked about, we'll be joined by Emporia Fire Battalion Chief Tony Fuller at 8:45 for the Newsmaker 3. The preview of the Emporia Fire Department's 150th anniversary open house, also it's coming up on Saturday, will be coming up here next tomorrow morning, right about this time.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. And, of course, so text the word Pete today, P-E-T-E, to the KVOE Blue Stem text line, and you could be the winner of a $15 Sweet Granada gift certificate courtesy of State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler.
President Biden in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and with Israeli first responders who are on the scene of the Hamas